at 24. And it says, three equal semicircles are drawn on the diameter of a circle with a center Q as shown in the diagram. If the area of the big circle Q is 9 pi square inches, find the area of the shaded region. Well, I mean, it's kind of confusing. Let's just look at the sole number that they gave us. They said that the area of the big circle is 9 pi. And we'll look at the diagram. Obviously, we don't know how to find the area of a figure like that. But is there something that's kind of smart that we could do that would simplify our work a little bit? Anyone have a suggestion? Yeah? Yeah, what could we do with those three half circles to make our work a little easier? Anyone know? Yeah?
Subtract the two non-shaded ones and add the shaded.
Right, right. I mean, we want to find the area of half the circle, subtract these two, add this one. Couldn't we even go so far as to imagine cutting off this one that comes below and filling in that hole? So that, doesn't that seem a little bit simpler, looking at it like that? And so now don't we only have to find the area of half the circle and then subtract that small one from it? Okay. So they told us the area of the full circle. What is it? 9 pi. So what's the area of half of that circle? Right, 4.5 pi or 9 pi over 2. So we want to subtract that little circle from it. The problem is we don't know the radius, right? That's where we have to do a little bit of work. What is the radius of the big triangle? I said the big circle. If the area is 9 pi, what is the radius? 3. So that means from here to the edge, that's 3. Let's look at this again. Isn't this 1, 2, 3 radii down? You see that from the small ones? 1, 2, 3. So what is the radius of each of these small circles then? Okay, so they have to do something like that because otherwise we wouldn't be able to figure it out. The radius of that is 1. What would be the area of a full circle with a radius of 1? Pi, but this is only half of a circle, so the area is pi over 2. So 9 pi over 2 minus pi over 2 is 8 pi over 2, which is 4 pi square inches. Does that make sense? On 26, it's not as hard as it seems. In fact, it's really easy. It says O is a center. Draw a line segment connecting each vertex to O to break the figure into 5 congruent triangles. Do you see how if you have a regular pentagon, we can just make it up into 5 triangles? And if you drew it right, not like how I drew it, but if it was accurate, they would all be the same. So couldn't you just find the area of one triangle and multiply it by 5 to find the answer? Do you see how easy it is to find the area of one triangle? Because what is the length of each side? 2. So isn't the base 2? And what's the height? 1.38. So you do 2 times 1 half times 2 times 1.38. That's the area of one triangle, 1.38. And you just multiply by 5. So if I wanted to find the area of this one triangle, isn't it 1 half base times height? And the base is 2, and the height is 1.38? So if I multiply those together, don't I get 1.38? And then that's the area of one triangle. To find the area of the entire pentagon, I'd multiply 1.38 times 5. Okay. Notice on 27, they're asking you for the difference in volume. So you have to find the volume of the sphere and the volume of the cylinder and subtract. I don't know, maybe you don't find these overwhelming, but even to me personally, like these first few lessons are a little bit challenging.
What is number 2 asking?
Yeah, so it's one of those ratio problems. It says words that were ubiquitous appeared 7 times more than words that appeared seldom. If 296 words were considered, how many words were classified as ubiquitous? So you kind of have to think about it. There's a ratio, right? If a word appeared, they're saying words that appeared seldom, okay, and there are words that were ubiquitous. The ones that are ubiquitous appeared 7 times as much as the ones that appeared seldom. Does that make sense? So there are certain, if there are a certain number